She said you gotta hold on to what we got.
It doesn't matter.
No.
That took me, a second.
So that was what I was listening to just then on Gers Road from Michael Behrens.
They have the speaker out.
Yeah, the speaker out. So, yep. Grand final week.
He's lived up to the story and he's provided the boys beers after the final training of the year. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, mate.
That's so good.
But he wheeled it out. It was awesome.
How many of them are out there right now?
About 22. 22 C graders ahead of their grand final on Saturday, joining Mick out on Gers Road after the legend that we uncovered a few weeks ago, mate.
Was the classic line said as well?
What line's that?
Teague, you want a beer?
No, it was just it was common knowledge. That's what was. Yeah. He bought a 24-pack of Great Northern bottles, and he now has zero. Oh, anyway, baby. Let's get into it, mate.
Love that from Mick, don't we?
We do.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the All Things Kings podcast, everybody. What's that smell, Nitty?
Oh, I smell grand finals. This is a grand final special, Jess.
Grand final special, mate.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, big week.
Made it through. I'm going to be honest. I was watching that C-grade game.
Yeah, you were here.
Waiting for my game.
Sorry, you were there.
I was getting ready. And I looked out and I thought, gee, this is not looking good.
Yeah, I thought the same.
And what happened?
Yeah, well, we were 7 goals down in the third quarter, I believe.
Wow.
So it was 2 goals to 8 goals in a bit. So backs were against the wall. I think attitude shifted. And, you know, there was a bit more of a physicality. We thought, why can't we win this? Yeah, so a bit more of a physicality, and then the ball movement changed too. So
I heard some boys just absolutely switched it on.
Yeah.
People like Tui and Cookie.
Yeah, correct.
Like first year boys just absolutely taking the game on.
Yeah, yeah. They just had a crack. It was brilliant. Yeah. So amazing. I think, yeah, once you get a few catalysts, it's becomes easy for the rest of the blokes to jump on someone's back, and then everyone lifts.
Yeah.
We started getting on top of the midfield. Ball coming out of the back line was pretty nice. And then, the forwards started getting some sticky hands and it all came together. It was a great result.
An amazing win.
Amazing win, yeah.
I think the club was so impressed.
Yeah, so
a
2-point win.
Yeah, 2-point win, obviously.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Incredible. When I came out, I was just stunned that you guys had got up. Mm. And I was asking some boys earlier in the week, do you reckon that's probably one of the best games of football you've ever played in?
Yeah, it's got to be. Like, playing on that deck, coming back from that margin, it was awesome. Yeah, great experience.
So, we look forward to this week.
Yes, mate.
We're playing...
Modbury. The Modbury Hawks. We're
playing Modbury. And they've obviously been the dominant side all year.
Yeah, they have. They haven't dropped a game.
So... What's the feeling around on the track? Like, are the boys up and about? Are we thinking?
Yeah, like, well, the boys are absolutely up and about. I think, there's probably a bit of a there's nothing to lose mentality.
Yeah,
they're the heavy favourites. So we come out there and give it a crack, but we're probably playing a bit stronger of a side ourselves. The 25 blokes we've picked are probably a bit stronger than the ones we played a couple of weeks ago. So, the attitude's very different. I think there's a bit of attentiveness to the fact that we lost quite devastatingly on ball against them when we played them last time. And the middies that we've got in there this week are second to none. And I think tactically we've shored it up. We know what we need to do now because we saw how we did it last week.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely a positive spirit amongst the group and a bit of a, I guess, never say die and also a little quiet confidence that we can bring it. Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
Exactly right, mate.
Everything to play for, nothing to lose. The whole club's going to be behind you, boys, and I can't wait to see how you go because I really think it's going to be a serious contest. I reckon we're on watching the training
yeah,
last
yeah.
week. we're looking good.
Boys did train well.
Also so, had my favourite permit player, Django Unchained.
Yeah, Django Unchained back.
Yeah, incredible.
Take on, it's the big bald man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, true.
So, so that'd be good.
They've got their full forward, who's the leading goal kicker for the C3s. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's beating Bust. I don't know. I assume he is.
I think he is, yeah. So he's, oh, if he's beating Bust, he's kicked a lot of goals.
Yeah, exactly,
so
right. Yeah.
He's probably doing pretty well this year. So yeah. I think having Jang come back and play a solid role on him is going to be a pretty crucial
absolutely
matchup for the game, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, big time.
Wow. Can't wait to see it.
Exciting times, mate. It. Yeah, and then it's a big day for the club as well. It doesn't just stop at 12 o'clock.
No, it doesn't. So for those who aren't playing, supporters, sponsors, players, it is a massive day. It doesn't just finish at 12 o'clock at the end of the final siren. The Poffs FC, the club, will be putting on some drinks and a barbecue back at Haslam from 1 o'clock to 3:30. Then there'll be a little bit of a break. The boys have got Silly Saturday to get rolling onto, and they'll arrive at the Kenzie at 6:30. So all sponsors and supporters are welcome to have a little break in between then, between the sausage sizzle, and then come back to the Kenzie later on at night. It's going to be a great day, great night, and yeah, it's the way to celebrate the season. It's been awesome.
Yeah, so the game itself is at Woodville Oval at 10 a.m.
That's correct. Yes, so it's an early wake up.
Yeah, it is a bit.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
But
there's 25 blokes that'll be up at, you know, 5 a.m. anyway. So yeah,
won't be sleeping.
Yeah, exactly right. Won't make much of a difference.
They'll be at Gers Road already.
Yeah, they'll be having a fucking frothy at Gers Road. Yes. And Ned, speaking of frothies, how'd you go on last Saturday night?
Oh, we won't mention that.
Won't we? Okay.
I flew too high to the roof.
Yeah, well, you celebrated a good season. Yeah. Do you want to touch on the big grab?
It was a tough loss on the weekend playing the prelim against the Jets. I guess we've gone on four against them this year for the B grade now. They're a very strong side. They move the ball really quickly. They've got some really strong users in the midfield, but also off half back and along the wing, who just absolutely tear us up with their speed. And unfortunately, we just weren't on for the day, and they were kind of on top from the get-go, and it was a struggle to fight back. So it was unfortunate for the B grade to finish their season like we did on the weekend, going down 4-7, 31 to 11-10, 76. But I think it's been an awesome season to play in. The B grade, I'm not sure how it's been in the past, but I get this real sense that the B grade means something, like means a lot to the club at the moment. It's actually special to play in the B grade, play in the reserve side. It means a lot to players to actually play in it, especially now that we do Guernsey presentations for the team as well. I think there's quite a special feeling about playing B grade, and what comes with it is such a fun mentality towards playing free.
Yeah.
It's about playing with your mates. That's what it is. And
it was definitely a step up in professionalism.
Oh, absolutely. And in professionalism, but also just ensuring that people were enjoying themselves as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
And to come up into another division after playing the granny last year, but losing and
be comfortably up, in the top three best sides.
Coming up and, you know, being comfortably in the top three was, I think, you know, a testament to how well Whitey's been running the troops this year and the sport group around him with Chucky and obviously Neshi, and then the leadership group as well. So it's been a really fun season to play in.
Yeah.
And I think I have to say a special thank you to Whitey. He does listen to the pod, so I think I think it's deserved that we give him a
yes. I'll thank him too.
Give him his flowers for this year, because he's done a fantastic job.
Yes, we love that man.
And yeah, it's been so much fun to play the B grade. So unfortunate that we didn't make it to the granny, but I don't think the boys were too disappointed in the end. I think we're pretty happy with the year.
Yeah, it was a good year. So well on to the twos.
But of course, the whole club looks towards the C grade now. And I can't wait to see what happens. I think this could go anyway. This game is anyone's for the taking.
Absolutely, man.
And the Seas could do something really special.
Would you know what the score is at the start?
0-0.
0-0. Yep.
What's winning sound like?
We gotta hold.
All right. It's a grand final special. I think that's all we need to say.
Yes.
Just make sure you get to Woodville Oval at 10 o'clock to support the C grade, and then you're back here at Haslam at 1 o'clock to celebrate the season with the boys. Yeah. Could be
it's
anything.
It's all on the line, mate.
It's all on the line. Do or die.
See you Saturday.
See you there, Jess. I'll be watching you.
Thanks, mate.